Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host.
Clayton,
how are you doing on this fine day?
Good. Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
All right. Hell yeah, we did it.
What was it about what happened that made you think that's
not recording? Is it the lights that we're on?
The lights are all red, so I thought...
To
be fair, I've never paid attention to this thing in the past.
How's your weekend?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Not bad. I had today off, which was great.
That's great.
It's Monday, everyone.
Monday when we're recording this.
You'll be hearing this tomorrow, which is for you today.
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah?
I just loved it to death.
Let's bring in our guest so he can weigh in on it.
Okay.
Kyle Chorpening, thank you for being on.
Hey, Kyle. It's Chorpening.
It is Chorpening.
Oh, my God. I haven't been saying Chorpening. I apologize.
Lots of people have. It's totally fine. It's like a chord.
It is like a chord.
Yeah. And I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and I loved it, too.
Yeah. Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're good.
It's not, like, perfect, but it's one of the four best Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's definitely in the, like, top tier.
What are your other three?
The Avengers, Iron Man 1, mm-hmm. and Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really, really good.
I did not like the first Captain America.
It's completely different.
I wrote this one off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm into that. I'm into it being different from that first one that I didn't like.
So we always start out the same way, and that is, what are we playing? Kyle, are you playing anything right now?
I am not playing...
Are you a gamer regularly?
No, not anymore. I played video games a ton in college, and it was a huge issue for me, and when I moved here, I made the conscious choice not to take any video games with
me. Sure.
So I could function, but I got an iPad for Christmas, and I just played a ton, not a ton, but all my gaming is done on, like, free games. I try not to spend money on games, but try and find stuff that I like. So, most of what I play is Boom Beach and Trials Frontier.
Wait, what's Boom Beach?
It's, like, the most advertised
exactly
game.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it seems to be advertised on almost every free iPad and iPhone game.
Okay.
And it's, like, a castle defense. It's from the people who made Clash of Clans.
Oh, okay.
But it's, like, you have an island, and you build defenses and resource bases, and then you can get troops, and you attack other bases.
Oh, nice.
And it's, like, half randomly designed computer bases, and then the other half are actual other people's bases.
Oh.
And then
that's kinda cool.
You attack them, and when you blow them up, you steal their stuff.
Nice.
But the same things happen to you all the time.
And then what's the other one?
Trials Frontier. It's like an adaptation of an Xbox 360 game. It's like a motorcycle game.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like really fancy Excitebike.
That's cool.
Yeah, with really good animation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then are you part of the Hearthstone group?
No, I'm the head of the anti-Hearthstone lobby. I tried it, and then the moment I realized, like, it wasn't just, it was something that I had to be online for, I didn't want to mess with it, because I hate playing against people.
If it would have been a single-player game, you'd have been okay with it?
I would have liked it, because I like card games and puzzle games, because it's just me playing that, but because it's this whole community thing where everyone is trying to level up, and it's just Magic the Gathering without tangible things.
Right.
Like, you're spending that much money on data.
Right.
So I don't get that. I don't jive with that. And I don't like playing against people online who are that much better than me at a game. I learned this playing Guitar Hero was when I felt like I was really good at Guitar Hero. And then the first time I played it online and some dude just like obliterated me.
Right.
It ruined the game for me.
Yeah. I've never cared enough to get that good at like a multiplayer game or anything like that. That would be a bummer. What was I going to say? Are you a Magic the Gathering player?
No.
No?
No.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't commit to that early enough to, like, care about it now.
Right. Clay, what do you play?
I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem Awakening.
Oh, nice.
The newest one for the DS. That game's a lot of fun. It's real good. And I also briefly played, because it's a short game, Valiant Hearts. The World War One game.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I played that on PC, and it's fine. I liked it. I think I wanted it to be a little bit more, like, fucked up than it is, because it was like, I was like, oh, it's supposed to be really emotional, and it is to an extent, but I think my problem that I had with it was, like, it's also very much, like, action movie at times, like, you gotta beat up the evil Baron from Germany, and I really thought it was more like, the war is the enemy.
Oh, yeah, I thought thought it was, like, gritty or something.
Yeah, and the moments like that where, like, the war is the enemy, it's, like, the fucking thing you're all kind of, like, just, you don't even want to be fighting each other.
Yeah.
But those moments are great.
How much do you play soccer in it?
Not at all. Is it a thing you can do? I don't know what you're referring to.
Isn't that like the big story about World War One is like there's a soccer game between the trenches on Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's like...
Oh, I didn't know
they got out of the trenches and played soccer with each other?
There's a movie about this. I'm going to look at it. There's like a movie about how...
Ladybugs?
On Christmas... they decided to like mutually have like a ceasefire, and then all the guys came out and played soccer.
I would be so pissed off at the other team because they killed people. I guess we did too, but
We killed each other's friends.
Yeah,
so I'll play soccer. I mean, but to an extent, I also get it. I'm like, Jesus Christ! Like, I would be so sick of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
When you said Ladybugs, I briefly wanted to try a Rodney Dangerfield impression of him in World War One. I'm going to try it, okay?
Okay, all right.
It's the Christmas truce of 1914, where, like, the Germans and Allied forces, like, called truce and then played soccer on Christmas Day.
That's kind of awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's all play soccer!
I think World War One's the only war that you could do that because everyone hated fighting equally.
Yeah.
So that's the only time where they could all come out and say, like, we're friends.
Yeah.
You never saw each other, too.
Yeah.
Like, the way it was right. So dehuman. Hey, we're talking about World War One a lot.
Clayton, scale of 1 to 10, how was that Rodney Dangerfield impression?
It was, first off, it's a 3. Mainly because it was supposed to be during World War One, and it was just Rodney Dangerfield saying, hey, let's play some soccer.
But he was in the trenches saying, hey, let's play some soccer.
You didn't paint a picture, Tim. You gotta paint
a
picture.
Hey, I'm tired of this mustard gas. Let's play some soccer.
All right. That's up to, like, that's 6 or 7.
That's a 6 and a half right there. Instantly doubled your score.
All right. Well, I'm glad I got through that. So I played The Walking Dead Season 2 because I was at a family reunion. And I played this horrible game that we're going to talk about in a minute. A lot. Too much. Way too much. I played this game. But Walking Dead Season 2 is, like, perfect for a flight because, like, one episode is, like, 2 hours or something like that. So I started, like, when we're boarding or whatever, and by the time it's done, we've landed or whatever. So, yeah, and that game, still great.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the second season?
No, I haven't. I was like, I got so emotional.
Sure,
there,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. There's already some great, horrible emotional choices.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
You play as Clementine?
You do, yeah. But she's like, they go like a year and a half later, so she's like 11, which is still super creepy for her to be
very
like...
Very young.
Killing zombies and like pulling the hammer out of the skull and stuff like that, but...
Christ almighty.
I'll say this, because it's in the first episode, which is, like, free now, I think. There's this horrible scene where you have to do your own stitches as Clementine with this cut. And, like, she's screaming every time the needle goes in. Boy, oh, boy. It is really something.
Yeah.
check it out, guys.
Makes you feel good, Tim.
So, I haven't played either of the Walking Dead seasons. Is it, like, a point-and-click game, or is it more, like, mini-games within... cutscenes with choices.
It's like a point and click game, but there's like I would call them quick time events, right, Clayton?
Yeah,
yeah. That's like the
exactly.
Yeah, that's the gameplay portion of it. But like,
because that brings me into like the game we're about to play. Because I have a problem with the game we're about to talk about, and it involves like the interactivity of it.
Yes.
And so I don't know how much you're doing in something like Walking Dead that people love.
See, that's the thing, because like the interesting thing about those games is. At least with the first season, even if you fail like a, which by the way, like an idiot, just like harshly tapping my phone on the plane. Like I must have been horrible to sit next to. But,
it's got like a weird version of masturbating. You just did yourself, not the phone. You look at the phone.
I'll help him.
Sure. Pardon me, sir.
excuse me.
The thing with the gameplay is like, at least the first season, if you failed one of these and like the zombie got you or whatever, you just start back at like where you didn't tap fast enough or whatever. But yeah, I'd say there's always like two or three big action scenes within any given chapter of like that kind of stuff. And there's, those are always like the, whether it's you're fighting zombies or other people. And then beyond that, it's like, clicking on stuff around the room and, like, getting clues or getting items. So that's most of the gameplay.
Okay.
That brings us to this game. that we all...
That Tim did air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes were used around the term game.
I should do this parentheses game, close parentheses. No, wait, because it's not parentheses, right?
No, I mean, unless are you, like, saying, like, the, you know, like, the name of this
thing we're doing,
game.
Yeah, right.
As if we were talking about the TV show or album.
Right, exactly. I'm trying to remember the name.
Like a Wikipedia article.
It's called Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Right?
Yes.
That's what it's called?
Yes, that is what it's called.
Listen, I'm already on board.
Kim Kardashian colon Hollywood.
So this is a movie we're talking about?
No, parentheses God. Game.
Parentheses
what?
Game.
Kim Kardashian made a game. I must know more.
Oh, boy. No, I mean, here's the thing. It clearly was made by some people, and then they just licensed, like, the Kim Kardashian name or whatever. But from what I've heard, she's going to make so much goddamn money off this game.
I've when I talk to people about it, I say $60 to $80 million.
Yeah,
I think it's something in that range.
Yeah, I bet you go above that. Kyle, what were your first impressions?
I can't stand it. like I'm baffled by it because it's so successful and insidious. And I wouldn't mind if it got people to like give them money to advance and like be more like Kim Kardashian. Except for the fact that there isn't a game beneath all this.
Yeah.
It's like a system of ways to get people to spend money without any kind of activity.
So take me through it. Me being Clayton.
Right. Well, let's
I've never played this game. I have no interest in it.
Let's say Clayton.
So I download it for free.
Yeah.
You download it for free.
For free. You boot up Kim Kardashian Hollywood. And then
why do I do that? Why would I ever do that?
Because you're going to be on a podcast.
Okay.
And you're going to talk about it.
Yep.
Sure, that's the reason I'll say. But secretly, I really want to play this game.
Or let's say you grew up watching this horrible show. And you're like, oh, there's a game.
It's your favorite show. And you see the characters in that show as role models, and one of the role models made a game.
That perfect! So much.
And I'm a big fan of the O.J. Simpson trial. And one of his lawyers had a daughter who's a piece of shit. So and now I can play a game. Yeah,
exactly.
He's easily the best choice of my life. So I boot it up.
You boot it up. There's a character creator.
Yeah, you create your character and however you want to make.
Yes.
So I can make, like, a big, fat, gross person.
No, they're all going to have the same body.
Everybody's in great shape.
Very good shape. You can give them kind of a fat face.
Yeah.
You can give them, like, a little, like, chin that, like, goes out and, like, a round head.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you can also give them a scale of douchey haircuts.
Yes.
This is with guys. I didn't make a female character,
no,
so I don't know the kind of, like, tone of style for the female characters you can make.
You can do a whole bunch of kind of weird skin colors. There's, like albino, and then like dark white, like California tan white, and then like pinkish, and then like two shades of brown. Because like your two white guy options are like white wall white, and then like pinkish. But then you can do like any like a whole bunch of different eye colors, and then just an assortment of clothes you would never wear. And that's kind of the game.
Cool. That's how you start.
Yeah.
That's I wear like a sombrero or
you can
something?
Wear a fedora.
Oh.
Yeah.
The American sombrero. Okay. I love it.
I
love it so far.
Or a sick chain. You can wear a sick chain.
Okay.
Leather
a caduceus or like.
And then you have a day job. You're working.
That's the first thing you do is you go to your day job and are told to close things up.
Okay, what is my day job? Just
you are working in a clothing store.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Imminently believable.
Yep.
In Hollywood, in downtown LA.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're making rent. Working at this retail clothing store.
That makes me kind of concerned as well. Maybe that'll be like a big point of the game. It's like I papers, please. I gotta like do a good job so that I can keep my face.
No.
That quote
is deep.
Oh,
that quote is deep.
No?
Here's the first place. This is the first point the game went off the tracks for me. Because I liked making a character.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. I liked the idea of being in a place where you do a good job. So the first thing you do is you close up your shop, you go outside, and you run into Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She's there.
She's there because she needs a dress.
She needs a dress. She's running late. Something happened to her dress?
Something happened to her dress? I don't know. But this is the first time.
It was ripped in just the right places. You know what I mean?
And this is the first time you get to make a choice in the game. And it's either, she says, can I come into your store that you've locked up and aren't supposed to open? And you can either say, yeah, sure, come on in. Or, I don't think so. even if you pick I don't think so, she goes in
anyway.
She's
going in.
Oh.
But I bet she does it. They, I don't know the show. I don't know her at all. They paint her as, like, the most saintly, like, nice human being in the world. So I'm sure even if you said I don't think so, she'd get in some nice, kind way.
Yeah, how did she, do you chose I don't think so, Kyle?
She, yes, I chose that, and she says, oh, I really need to. Let's go in. It's at that point where you get the choice, and then after that, there are no more choices.
No, no choices at all. But then,
what? There's not this game then.
Oh boy,
that's the question.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I thought it would be like, you know, it's sort of like Super Mario RPG, right? Where it's like, do you want us to come with you, Mario? And you're like, no. And it's like, really? You really? You sure? Because we should go with you. And eventually you have to pick yes.
Right,
you
can't proceed.
Right.
No. Yeah.
But if this, it's like they just push right fucking
no, there's,
past
there's
you.
There's no artifice. It's just like, oh, well, we made this game and you're going to play it. Just,
yeah, that's insane and amazing.
There is one more choice I actually think of. You go in and then she wants a dress and then you have two options. It's like sexy dress or like classy dress,
yes,
or something like that. That's the only other choice you get to make in the
boy,
game.
Like Mass Effect with your conversation
yeah.
wheel getting to affect the universe by your choices.
Well, she wears a different dress in the next scene depending
mm-hmm.
on what you get.
Ooh, yeah. Well, oh, let's all get ready for Game of the Year nominations. This sounds fucking terrible.
So then you get to choose whether or not to... No, you don't even choose. It's like you give her the dress for free.
Yes, you also give it to her for free and don't
yes.
get the option to make her pay for it.
Yes.
Hmm?
And then she invites you to some fashion thing?
A photo shoot.
A photo shoot, that's right.
Okay.
Why does she do this?
Why does she do
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to mean that in Hollywood, the only way you get a break is if you do people favors.
Yes, exactly.
So you have to give Kim Kardashian the dress so that you can succeed in life.
Yeah, right.
It's not about being honorable. It's not
no.
about doing your job or protecting, like, societal norms. You have to give Kim Kardashian the dress.
And we can go into...
To yield to the pressure of a more famous person.
But then that's what gets you on the track.
That's amazing.
We can horrible. Go into more of, like, what you do in the game, but I completely agree with you. I didn't get what my character's talent was
yeah.
at all, or why Kim Kardashian would take any interest in him.
Yeah. Or her.
Or her.
You can make a female character, too. It just becomes
that's
this nice. Thing where you just go around going from photo shoot
yeah.
to date
yeah.
to other things.
Yeah.
Dates, eh? Like Grand Theft Auto 4?
You can go on dates.
Yeah, I went on a date with
yeah.
a baseball player named Steven.
Oh, you went homosexual with
yes,
your character.
I went
I love
homosexual. Because both our names sounded the same.
I love it. That was the one thing I actually really liked about the game. I was like, you could pick whether or not you were a gay or straight
yeah.
character. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, that was, you know, we've seen that in, like, big AAA titles and stuff like that. But
yeah, but there you can, like, play the field a little bit, you know?
Yeah, man.
And have a lot of dates with a lot of different genders. The two genders, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, well, hold on.
Okay.
If I may.
You're not completely
yeah.
on board with this game right now?
No, I am about to be, I think. Is there, like, do you have, like, sex with this person after the date? Is
I
there,
mean,
like, a weird little, like, FMV?
I didn't get there.
No, me neither. You, like... You level up to, like, you have to level up in, like, to, like, 300 to get to level 2 of love or whatever like that.
Wait,
I don't
what?
Know what any of that means.
I didn't get any of the, like, leveling stuff. Like, I
yeah.
play, I did not play nearly as much as you did.
What level did you end up on?
6?
Oh, I was level 7. So, not too far behind.
I just didn't do very much because it's so time intensive. This is the big thing.
Yes.
Like, every free game, the way it makes money is that it lets you play for a little while and then there's a construction that makes you want to stop. Like, Boom Beach, the whole thing is, if you want to build something new, it starts out taking 10 to 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then it takes like 7 hours to a day to make stuff.
Yeah.
So then you like get all the resources, you build your rocket launcher,
right.
and you have to wait a day to use it.
Yeah.
And then other games, this, that, Kim Kardashian mimics is like, you have a task that you do, and you have like gas or energy, and every time you do the level, you lose
yes,
7 energy.
Those little lightning bolts or
yes.
whatever, right? Yeah.
So the point of Kim Kardashian is you want to do you want to do a good job at photo shoots and dates. And the thing is exactly the same where there's a screen that's got way too much shit on it.
Yeah.
There's no way to figure out what you're trying to touch because everything else drops down a menu for some reason.
Uh-huh.
What?
And then there's like dots around and you click the dot and it takes anything from 1 to like 10 lightning bolts, and you have 20 lightning bolts.
Right.
So you do these tasks by touching the button 1 to 10 times.
And then depending on how many of those lightning bolts you have, you can get like a 1 to 5 star rating on like the mission or whatever the task is. So like you can have a 5 star photo shoot and then a bunch more like experience and money like explodes on the screen and you gotta tap them all to get them.
Huh.
That's the game. Like that's the game.
That's the most complex the game gets.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing. Where can I get it? No, it sounds like fucking dog shit. Why is it popular? Oh, like, Tim, why did you play so much?
Well, I played so much because it was more, like, fascinated of, like, it really was of, like, how is this so popular? Like, I'm going to get to a point where there's, like, gameplay or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm the Dragonborn really. Or something.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think it's just something that appeals to teenage girls.
Exactly.
And they see this as, like, something they want to do, characters that they like.
Yeah.
I will admit, I went to see Katy Perry Thursday night. Loved it. Great concert.
Sure.
The girls right in front of me were playing Kim Kardashian Hollywood on their phone, waiting for Katy Perry to start. And it's just a thing that, like, they want to play that because that's wish fulfillment. That's, like, I guess wish fulfillment. Like, they get to imagine they're living that life. But then they don't want to play a video game. They just want to go to the moments where Kim Kardashian says, "You did a great job in that photo shoot.
Yeah.
You got another gig."
Yeah, I think it's in terms of the marketing, it's brilliant in that sense because it is marketing to an entire group that would never be gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like the gameplay, and I use that term very loosely based on what you're telling
parentheses
me.
Parentheses, open parentheses.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing about the gameplay, too, is that it's not about doing anything with any skill. It's all about denying you the ability to do more. Because
right.
you run out of lightning bolts immediately, but you want to get 5 stars, so you have to wait 5 minutes to get one lightning bolt.
Or you can go around, you go around like the city. If you touch like a fire hydrant, like stuff explodes out or something.
Oh
like
no,
that.
I didn't do that.
Well, you probably were better for it.
And you can also, I assume, use actual money to like
course.
Buy
yes.
stuff.
Oh, you can use actual money to buy charm stars. Charm stars you use if you want to get out of stuff. You can use charm stars if you want to flirt with someone and talk to them more and get their phone number. Or you can also do it when you're. Boss comes to you and say, "You can't do this photo shoot, we need you to work."
Yeah.
You can charm him for 1 charm star, and he's like, "Okay, you don't have to do your job."
Or like somebody's throwing
makes sense.
Somebody's throwing a party and they're like, "You know, I don't really know if you should come, you're not really famous enough," and then you can use 3 charm stars to charm them into letting you come to the party. It is the most vapid like culture like inside of this game ever. Because like you get like a manager and a publicist, and again, you've done nothing besides give this woman a dress. That's it.
Yeah.
And you're kind of attractive. Like, those are the two things.
Yeah.
Oh. And if you think about, like, the Charm Stars thing, it reminded me of, like, charisma rolls or, you know, like, you know, using, like, some sort of persuasion thing in an RPG.
Yeah.
But it's just paying for
it's
it.
Just money.
Like, you're not, you didn't level up charisma. You don't have a built character that's, like, good at charisma. You just fucking paid for it and you used it.
Well, that's the thing.
Amazing.
Like, as someone who's, like, played video games and has experience with it, I can see all the pieces that have been, like, Frankenstein from other games.
Exactly.
Except for, like, a video game at the center of it.
Yes.
Yeah. They're all just tacked onto each other, based around really the idea of like, hey, you tap the phone at certain times and some fucking shit happens.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, this sounds like fucking amazing.
I mean, it's so bad. I guess essentially it's a, there's no gameplay. It's like a life simulator. That's the only thing I can really say. If there were like a series of mini games or something like that, I might be like, okay, I kind of get this a bit more.
Yeah.
But
snowboarding.
That'd be great.
I would have loved it. But yeah, it is just tapping on the streets of Los Angeles. The other thing that really struck me is just like, I feel like this is such a terrible game for people's like addict genes or like,
so bad. All free games are because they tap into that. Like the first thing I do every morning is go to that beach.
Yeah.
Last thing I do at night before I go to bed is go to that beach.
Have you ever spent money on one of these?
I've spent $10 on Boom Beach.
Gotcha.
But I've been playing it for 5 months.
Yeah. That's way better than that's way less than you'd pay for just a game.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how I kind of see it. Like, I put the time in.
Yeah,
and it.
I spent a lot more money on that game, Ass to Breathe, and it was like an hour and a half long. It's like, this is ridiculous.
Ass to Breathe?
Ass to Breathe?
Ass to Breathe. It's a...
Oh, I heard Ass to Breathe.
Yeah, it's, that's another game I'm working on about donkey breeding. Ass to Breathe's like a, it's like a space combat game.
Okay.
It's very anime. It's like bullet hell, kind of like, oh man, this is nuts. And then it's like an hour and a half long, and you're like, why did I spend all that money on this?
How does it get you to spend money?
No, it's just, it, like, games cost money, Tim.
Oh, no, so, I thought you meant it was, like, free-to-play, and then you keep...
No, no, I this see. Was, like, a, like, you just buy the game. Anyway, my point was that you have done a fine thing, Kyle.
Yeah, you're fine.
Thank you, guys.
$10.
I feel good.
But no, when you said those teenage girls were playing, I was like, I can't imagine how many girls, like, stole credit cards from their parents.
Oh, if you go on to, like, the iTunes store, the app store, and look at, like, the reviews, it's, like... thousands of 5-star reviews and thousands of 1-star reviews from parents.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, like, so, whoever made this game, my daughter spent $700 of my money playing this on the computer. And some people just don't think about that when they put, like, these games that are linked to their iTunes account, either on their computer or phone or iPad, and just give it to the kids to play.
Gotta turn off the, put it in airplane mode, man. Like, come on.
And here's the other thing. There, if it was just paying for, you know, charisma, stars, or whatever the hell it is, that'd be one thing. There's also ads that pop up during the game, too.
Ads come up.
So there's ad revenue and free-to-play, like, paid elements as well. Like, so you'll be playing, and then you move to a different area of LA, and then a whole, like, the screen goes black, and then a whole new advertisement for another game is like, hey, check out this game, too, and you can click on it or say no thanks.
Yeah.
Which is just like, how, okay, for a game that's not even a game, like, how do you feel you deserve this much, just grabbing money from these people? And yet, because of the fucking popularity of the show, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're getting it.
It's, well, people, do you guys think it feeds into that, like, people want to be famous thing?
Yeah.
Like, because that's really what it is. Like, you're, like, friends with this famous person, she's telling you you're a good job, which taps totally into, like... You know, little boys and girls, like, want to be told that they're good and that they're loved. You know, they want, they're, like, starved for affection.
That's
sometimes
why anybody plays any video game. You want to you want to save the princess. You want to save the world. You want to be the best
hero.
Yeah. But this is, like, a whole new level of, like, all you are is, like, famous for nothing.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, not at all what, like, I'm boggled by that. That's insane.
You know what I would love is, like, number one, if there was, like, because you meet only other people that are interested in, like, getting famous or stuff like that. Or
sounds
like
L.A. Am I right, Kyle?
I don't know.
but there's
it's
also...
It's a fine time. It's another one.
There's zero mention of how Kim Kardashian came up, or the sex tape, of course, or anything.
I would love that. Kanye shows up, it's like...
Kanye definitely did not license his image to this
I would love if he did, though.
Yeah.
And he shows up, and he's just like... It's like, yo, what's up? And it's like, hey, didn't you two, like, have that sex tape? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's oh, my God.
They were at the sex tape, but her and Ray J.
Oh,
Her and Ray J.
Ray J, Brandy's brother.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, whatever, man.
Clint, check out that sex tape.
I really don't want to watch that. Ah, Lord.
But no, it is as if she just walks into this world and has been a famous person the entire time. And it's just despicable.
Boy, it really it sounds like it. It's just, it's feeding into that, like, the thing of, like, you just want to be famous.
I was trying to think if there,
like,
was
you
a,
didn't have a skill?
If there was a cultural thing or a TV show when we were growing up that would have hooked us this bad. But there's nothing, anything I can think of is still more like sci-fi or like cartoony.
Like Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or
like Transformers, what they're for me. Yeah. Like they were like, hey, you get to go hang out with like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something, and you have an avatar in there, and they like tell you how awesome you are, and it's like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
And all you do is eat pizza and walk around the sewers, and that's like how you self-actualize.
Yeah, it's like, we got to fight the Foot Clan at any point?
I'm like, no, get more pizza, Clint.
Get more pizza.
Go
use your energy
dates
to get more pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on dates with April O'Neil.
Did you guys see that this weekend?
What?
If you're talking about...
The new Turtle movie?
Yeah.
Didn't know, did you?
No.
I heard it's really bad.
Yeah. Made a ton of money.
Oh, yeah. I bet. I have to imagine.
Well, it sounds a lot like this game we're talking about.
I didn't like how Donatello looked in the previews. He was too, like, techie. It was very weird.
I liked it. Donatello is always my favorite, so I like him getting some, like, actual
gadgets
things
and stuff
instead
like that.
Of just the bow staff.
Oh, sure. They also got to differentiate him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see that is what we're saying.
Is that what we're saying?
That's
recommending movies now?
Clayton, thumbs up.
Nope, that's not what I'm doing.
He's giving the biggest thumbs up I've ever seen.
I can't see it right now.
Hold on.
It's like they're swollen.
Don't listen to these guys.
Oh my gosh, are there four thumbs on
their
hands?
You need to go to a doctor, Clayton.
They're using the magic of radio to fool you.
But yeah, I guess Saved by the Bell would be like the closest thing.
The closest like proxy of like something for teens.
Yeah, just about popularity.
Yeah.
Yes.
My thing is, I haven't played a ton of video games recently. But I just don't understand how something could take, like, the nature of a video game and take everything out of it that feels like a video game.
Strip out every mechanic. Yeah,
is there anything you've seen that does this?
Well, Tim might know a couple. He loves these games.
Closest thing I can think of is Quantic Dreams games, Heavy Rain, and what is it called?
Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
I would argue this. There are at least QuickTime events in those games.
And also, to be fair, like, at least in Heavy Rain, I haven't played Beyond Two Souls, but, like, there's actual, like, consequence to, like,
yes,
choices
the decisions,
and stuff like that.
Like, and it's not so... you know, goddamn vapid. Like, Heavy Rain is about rescuing your kidnapped son.
Yeah.
Like, actually feel and identify with some of these people. I know what you mean. No, I think there's nothing I've seen... Okay, I've seen this sort of style of gameplay use, you know, a little bit in, like, point and click, but never in the sense of, like, gathering resources like this.
Yeah.
But that's always for, like, humor or, like, you know, like the old LucasArts games or stuff like that.
Sure.
Even then, there's some skill. There's some puzzle solving. There's something.
Yes.
Beyond just, like, I mean...
Following tasks.
Yeah.
Going there.
Yeah.
And then getting a new task.
I hate to say this because I love this game, but the only thing I could think of that's even remotely close to that idea is, like, was it Gone Home?
Oh, yes.
Because those are games where all you really do is, like, walk around and find stuff and put together a story.
Yeah.
And the story is interesting and engaging, so I don't want to be like, that game doesn't fucking do anything for you. But it at least, I think, tells you a story. This sounds like the story is really, it's there, but it's fucking garbage.
You're right, because the gameplay in Gone Home, the only real thing is, like, finding these notes. And you can miss some of them or whatever, like, that's the only real gameplay in the thing.
Exactly.
But
you're, like,
yeah,
exploring a house, basically.
Yeah. If this had a story, like, if Kim came in and was like, someone's trying to murder me. Please help. You need to save me.
While also becoming famous.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You need to get to Amos.
You can become
and
famous.
Also find my sculpture.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. And it turns out it's you the whole time.
I would love that.
Oh, that's
game.
Like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Not Left 4 Dead. The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Yeah, huge, huge mindfuck. Kim Kardashian Hollywood, turns out you're stalking her.
Yeah. Oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Kids realize.
Let's do that as DLC for this game.
Oh, I bet there will be DLC, too. You go to Paris or some shit?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think you can go to Paris already. Did
okay,
you get to go to Miami?
I went to Miami, yeah.
I went to Miami, and the first thing I did is I volunteered to be the manager of Kim's clothing store.
Right.
I didn't have a choice to not volunteer.
Oh, sure.
She says,
also,
wait, you're going to be the manager? And all it says is like, yeah, definitely, I'd love to.
It doesn't even give you other options.
No.
It's just like, hey, just hit this button so we can get on with this shit.
Yes.
And by the way, when you're managing, you're like folding clothes and shit. So it's not like stuff you can do from home. So you're commuting to Miami for the job.
You still live in Los Angeles.
LA. It's like a 5-hour flight to this job.
My mind is exploding. Right
also,
now
to be fair though, these flights are only about $15.
Yeah.
Of the in-game currency.
A flight to Miami barely costs more than a bus ride from downtown to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, that's super convenient to the plot. Let's not split hairs here. The piece of shit that we're talking about.
Yeah.
This sounds so fucking terrible.
Do you guys ever play, how much iPhone or iPad games do you guys play?
A fair amount. Like, I only use them for, like, commute, basically. Yeah. That's when I play those. But yeah, there's, and this is what pisses me off so much about this game, is, like, there's such incredible work being done on, like, the iPhone or the mobile platforms.
Yeah.
Of, like, really innovative stuff, and this is gonna be the most popular game.
Easily, by far. Yeah. It probably already is. I mean, it's against Plants vs. Zombies or something.
Like, Angry Birds is like Final Fantasy Tactics compared to this game.
Yeah.
Like, it is so fucking deep compared to this goddamn game.
Wow.
But no, I know what you mean, and I also think about, like, there's no lesson for them to be learned, because they won. They're making millions of dollars.
Yeah, they make money hand over fist, and everyone who... Every company is going to want to be like, how can I make a Kim Kardashian game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm also afraid of. I'm like, this is going to just dumb down even more the shit that pours out of, like, these terrible AAA games sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, EA is going to be like, wait a minute, like, well, we can just make a vapid, shallow game that requires no skill.
Yeah.
I mean, based on a vapid, shallow person that has no skill, which is who Kim Kardashian fucking is. I can't deal with this.
This
is going to be... Listen, this is my suicide note. This is hideous sounding. It is going to get even worse.
Oh, yeah, and I bet there will be more versions and versions with other celebrities down the road or whatever.
I don't know if there's many other celebrities who could do this.
Who would have this sort of... Sure.
I don't think... Like, there's anyone else that would be willing to also give their face to a video game.
You know what
like
I
that.
Bet you can see is, like, a Duck Dynasty, Duck Hunt kind of game.
Oh, God, yeah, Duck
Hunt. Why haven't you made that already? You can make $1 billion.
Tim also just yelled that directly at the microphone, as if Duck Dynasty lived inside the recording device.
Wait, is that
that's how electronics work.
Oh, okay.
You find a famous person and you harness their soul into a device. God,
that makes me so sad when I walk into, like, Walgreens and there's, like, a whole section of, like, Duck Dynasty stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Duck Dynasty greeting cards. Oh, boy, you guys. The world sucks is what we're saying in this podcast.
This is a sign of the apocalypse.
rather than play the Kim Kardashian game, listeners at home, why not treat yourself to another great free game? It's on the PC. It's called Path of Exile. It's one of the best free games out there. And it's a Diablo-esque game, totally free. It's not even, like, free to win, or play to win, or what the fuck am I saying? Pay to win. That's what I was trying to say.
Oh.
So it's not, like, one of those things where, like, oh, you can buy, like, a better sword with, like, real-life dollars. You can spend real-life money, but it's on, like, cosmetic stuff only if you want to support the developers, which I think is the right way to do it. And it's incredibly good, incredibly deep game. I've talked about it before on here. I probably poured, like, 50 hours into that fucking thing. Path to Exile.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or Path of Exile.
On Steam?
Path of Exile, I think. Yeah, it's on Steam. It's totally free. I highly recommend it. I think you can play it with some lower-end PCs.
Yeah, so. I'm trying to think of, like, other free-to-play games. Like, what's the shiny example? I mean, obviously, Path of Exile seems like it's...
That's a big one for me.
Well, but. I'd say Hearthstone would be that, except for the fact that there's also the... When they release, like, the expansion, it's priced in a way that it is, like, doesn't reward the work you put into the game if you don't pay for the expansion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, they release that, and you can pay $8 to get the expansion and be playing now and have the new cards.
Yeah.
Or you can play for 60 hours. Not 60 hours, but, like, an astronomical amount of time that isn't... commensurate with $8.
Yeah, so does that mean people stay in the old version and just not pay?
Everyone spends the $8 so they can be playing in this new version now and get the powerful cards. Because that's the thing that, like, talking to Alex and Tim, our friends who play Hearthstone all the time.
Tim Lamphere?
Lions. I think Lamphere, but I don't talk to Tim Lamphere.
No, none of us do. He's
banned from the podcast, as we've told.
Yeah. But, like, what they do is, like, to get rare cards, they buy card packs through the game, just like you would buy a pack of cards for Magic in real life. It's, like, priced similarly, but it's not real. you're not getting cards.
Yeah,
it's completely randomized. So like, you have to like trust them, trust Blizzard on their honor that they're like, you have that chance of getting a rare card. In your $3 pack of digital cards.
That's what's kind of amazing. There's no outside of there's upfront costs, but like with these games, you're not creating anything physical.
Yeah.
It's all just like, it's like this whole this whole Kim Kardashian game is based on people's need to level up. Like, you are not good enough and you need points to feel better about yourself.
You want to move forward in life and feel like you're gaining something.
Exactly.
And in the hopes of being like the A-list.
Yeah. And
that's the whole thing in the game is you want to go from the E-list
to the A-list.
E-list?
Yeah, that's where you start. That's where you start.
Where every human being is.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys might be on the D-list. You have a relatively successful podcast.
Hey, listen, we've been asked to do something that I didn't read the email for, so we're getting...
If we can work it out schedule-wise, we may be at Jangler, which would be a lot of fun.
That's right, Live show. Live show, finally, for those who have asked for it, and for those who have not.
There's about four people.
Yeah, there's four people who asked for it, and there's infinite number of people who have not asked for it.
A lot of people have asked you not to do a live show.
Just many, many people.
Off chance that it might happen.
Yeah,
people come on the show and say, please don't ever do a live show.
I would not want to watch this.
Yeah.
The guys are in your underwear. Magic of Radio.
What are you doing thumbs up for?
Put them away.
Okay.
Also, Kyle Clayton thinks we're on the radio. Just go
it's
with
okay,
it.
Man. He's an old-fashioned soul.
Boy, oh boy. So this game is awful, I guess, is the takeaway. There's just a great number of games on the iPhone or the Android or whatever.
There's so many games. I since I got like my iPad, like I played a lot of games and I do spend some money. I got Ridiculous Fishing, recommendation you guys had.
Oh yeah,
and
that's great.
Another game I love is Two Dots. It's a puzzle game that's all you have like different levels and you just want to get through either by like getting 20 blue dots and 20 red dots, and you can connect two dots with a line, and if you make a square, it destroys all the dots. Mm. And it's just a really solid puzzle game for $2.
Yeah.
And it's got about, like, 135 levels right now, and they release new stuff sporadically.
Yeah.
New, like, places, and it comes in, like, 25 levels at a time.
There's so many of these developers are doing right. I remember the thing I was going to say about, you know, how horrible it is that she's going to make this amount of money. The thing that is awful and kind of brilliant is that, in terms of making money off this game, they just don't give a shit about the quality of the game or the critics or anything like that.
It doesn't matter.
They don't care about the experience you're going to have with the game. It looks fine, but like, you know,
if you're playing on a phone,
yes.
All it is there's menus everywhere, so you have no idea where you can touch.
Yeah.
And you've got to... it's one of the worst interfaces I've ever seen.
Just preying on addiction. I think that's all it is, really. Yeah. It's just preying on addiction. So check it out. It's free.
Do yourself a favor.
If you want to test yourself.
And your willpower.
Yeah.
Kyle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Thanks for... this is my idea. I came to Clayton with this. And Clayton was thunderstruck, but for some reason they wouldn't meet to come on.
I mostly was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What game are you talking about? Kim Kardashian game. I was like, I have no data in my mind that adds up to what you just said. All the components of what you said, I was like, Kim Kardashian game?
If people want to see you not talking about video games, but doing comedy in Chicago, where can they see you?
Oh, man. They can see me a lot of places coming up. I'm strangely, like, all over I.O. when it opens because, I'm on a Herald team, American Standard. I'm on a team 1122 that has a run on Wednesdays at 10:30 with Delirious Confetti. Then I, am going to be hosting the Cage Match.
Nice!
With Tim Lyons and Dan White. And also, Jangleheart. If this goes online tomorrow, Jangleheart is a week from this Thursday.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, it's already here.
It's like 11 days away.
Wow.
It's going to be great. There's so many acts. Lots of really good friends are doing shows.
There's people like traveling in from out of town a lot.
Yeah, people come from New York, LA, There's a group from Houston that's coming up. One I'm going to pub is Thursday at 1 a.m. I'm hosting a 90-minute cage match, which is going to be a 32-team cage match tournament where every team does a one-minute set. We're going to have a full 5 rounds in 90 minutes, and it's open to everyone. Whoever wins gets a show Saturday night at Django Heart, and also $250,000.
Wow.
Terms and conditions may apply.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
$250,000.
Okay. The show might not be as long as you think it is, like the show that you actually win. I think that's why I had to say that at the end. Clayton,
it's not like the amount of money or anything?
What? No. Oh, okay. He said it's $250,000.
Yep.
But the terms and conditions may have...
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
Clayton, where can people see you?
Public House, we have... no, fuck that. We have Django Heart show. We have a Public House show next month, though. I'll plug that closer to time. Public House is a fine place, don't get me wrong. We record there a lot. Also, Late 90s is moving to Wednesdays at 8.
Hey-o.
At the new I.O. space. With Virgin Daiquiri, check that out.
And that's permanent?
What's permanent in this wackadoo world that we live in? But I do know one thing, and that's we got a Sovereign show, one of the last shows at Upstairs Gallery, and that's going to be on the 16th at 8 p.m. So that's this Saturday. Check it out.
Is Sovereign or Hijinx going to be at Django Heart?
Yeah, Hijinx is. Nice. So yeah, check that out for sure.
Literature? Theme show?
Yes, it is. It's like the Book of Hijinx, and it's we're gonna tackle that big old bastard that is reading and books and such. So that should be a lot of fun. Terms and conditions may apply.
Yeah.
Tim, do you have anything to plug?
Yes. As for me, the things I'm doing at Django Heart. There's a Shock Tea show Friday. Selfish Green Tea's show Thursday. That's with Danny Groh and Andrew Tischer improvising a musical with us. It's always very fun. Shock Tea's on Friday night, and then we're doing Ian Abramson's show right afterwards.
Fact about Ian Abramson's show: yeah. If you're going to go to that, you gotta get there early.
Is that right?
I think...
Do they only allow a certain amount of people in?
Yes, only
like
a
that?
Certain yeah. amount of people are going to be allowed in for Ian Abramson's
yeah.
show.
Because it's kind of an experience.
Yes.
So come check that out. And then as soon as we can get it together, a Talking Games live show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll figure that out afterwards.
You'll see one of those.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes glued to the Facebook page.
I think we can say this. We're looking at a debate format. That's what we think we're going to go with.
Do you have something you want to debate?
No, we're not asking them. No,
oh.
Fuck these people.
Do you... ask yourself, what do you want to watch other people debate? The answer might surprise you.
Kyle, thank you so much for doing
the
show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
But I'm... gay?
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.